And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says believing in Christ as God's Son is essential to salvation? In our last program, we discussed the fact that if a person wants to be saved, he first must hear God's Word, as Romans chapter 10, verse 17 points out. But hearing alone will not save anyone. There are other things that a person must do to be saved. For example, a person must believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. In what is probably the most oft-quoted verse in the Bible, John 3:16, we read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus reiterated this point when He said, "You are of the world. I am not of this world. This is why I say to you that if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." John 8, verses 23 and 24. But to whom does the word "He" in that statement refer? In Mark chapter 14, verses 61 and 62, the Jewish high priest said to Jesus, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus answered, "I am." The message could not be any clearer. Jesus is God's Son. And unless a person believes in Christ as God's Son, that person will, to use Jesus' words, die in his sins. In John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, people who had seen Christ work miracles ask, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him who He sent." Is it important for a person who wants to be saved from his sins to believe in Christ as God's Son? It is not just important, it is essential. But belief alone, sometimes referred to as faith-only salvation, will not save anyone. As James put it in James chapter 2, verse 24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 said, "We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." There are things that God expects us to do, and if we do not do them, we will not be saved. It's that simple. Join us in our next program as we examine what else a person must do to be saved.
This is the gospel of Christ.